Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is, do you still have your water jar? And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of John chapter 4 and verse 28. The woman left her water jar beside the well and ran back to the village telling everyone. A few days ago we did an episode about shame and we used the story of the Samaritan woman by the well to illustrate some of our points. As I reread the account in John chapter 4 for that episode, I saw something in that account that I had often overlooked. I encourage everyone to read that story and see what God speaks to them about it. Remember that the woman came to the well to draw water. That was her sole reason for being at the same place with Jesus on that day. Nothing else, just to draw water. Our anchor scripture says, after her encounter with Jesus, she left her water jar right there beside the well and ran to the village. As I read that part of scripture, I felt the Lord ask me, can I interrupt your agenda? That woman's agenda was to fetch water from the well. But the minute she met with the Messiah, she allowed his agenda replace hers. She dropped her jar and went to do his bidding. This morning, God is asking you, can I interrupt your agenda? Some of us are still carrying our water pots around with us. If Jesus is really Lord of our lives, it means that he should set the agenda for our lives and not we ourselves. Question, can you boldly say that you are walking in the agenda of God for your life right now? Do you even know what God expects you to be doing now? I have a young friend who I do Bible study with every week, and we always joke about the fact that some people will get to heaven and the angels will say, "Welcome, engineer." But the person will reply, "Oh no, but I was a lawyer." In other words, the person had followed a different agenda from what God had in store for that person. I ask again, can God interrupt your agenda? Can you leave your jar beside the well and run on God's errands? In these last days, the Holy Spirit will be tugging on the heartstrings of those God will use in his army. No one is indispensable. The Spirit of God is seeking those who will die to themselves, drop their water pots, and run the errands of the Master. I pray for grace, for you and for me, to allow our agenda to be interrupted by the Father at absolutely any time he needs us. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your word this morning. Help us, please. Give us grace to die totally to ourselves. We are ready to suspend our agenda and take up yours, because in your agenda lies our joy and fulfillment. Take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.